Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
As I continue in the book of Nehemiah, my message today is, let the enemy fear you. Let the enemy fear you. And if you're going to let the enemy fear you, you're going to have to step up in faith. That's why we had, as Kemi prayed today, we're going to have to step up in faith and declare the word of God over every aspect of our lives. Folks, we serve a mighty big God. I'm not sure. Online, would you help me? Because in-house, some didn't know that. It's news to a few people today. We serve a mighty big God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Bible, as we've been going through Nehemiah chapter 6, it's an appropriate book for this season we're in. That's why I've always asked you whenever I go away to ask God what the direction is. Thank you for your prayers, because as you pray and as I seek God and come, you begin to see how it lines up with the seasons of our life. And Nehemiah is right where we are right now, and I'm so thankful for it. For the last 2 weeks, I preached chapter 6, part 1 and part 2. Nehemiah 6, part 1 was, believers, stay on course. Don't let anyone or any enemy deceive you. Part 2 of chapter 6 was, stand your ground. Take your situation to the Lord, because future generations need to serve God enthusiastically, just as you have had an opportunity to do. So today is part 3 of Nehemiah chapter 6. And part 3 of Nehemiah chapter 6 is this: step up in faith and let the enemies fear you. Do not fear the enemy. Let the enemy fear you. Can you say this with me? The enemy's got to fear me. Few wimps didn't say it, but that's okay. We're going to get there. Let's try that again. Let enemy, you're going to fear me. That sounds better. Hallelujah. I trust online you were saying it with us from wherever you are. My passage today is the last part of Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah 6, verse 15 to 19. And here we go. So on October 2nd, the wall was finished, just 52 days after we had begun, when our enemies and the surrounding nations heard about it. They were frightened and humiliated. They realized this work had been done with the help of our God. During those 52 days, many letters went back and forth between Tobiah and the nobles of Judah. For many in Judah had sworn allegiance to him because his father-in-law was Shechaniah, son of Ara, and the son of Jehohanan, was married to the daughter of Meshulam, son of Berechiah. You see all of this little family mess going on here? The who's who of the who's who of the who's who? Aren't we there? So folks, here's the word of the Lord today. Nehemiah 6, 15 to 19. They finished the wall. They finished the work in 52 days because they stayed in faith. Step up in faith. Friends, if you spend your time listening to the words of the enemy of your soul, you will never accomplish much for the kingdom of God, nor will you build up your own self-esteem. If you keep listening to the lies of the enemy, you will keep beating yourself down. Do you realize right now we have worlds of young people whose self-esteem is so low because they listen to the lies of the culture rather than read the word of God that will strengthen their heart and their mind? And there's even many adults now saying, oh, you know, poor me, and I'm going. And it's like, step up in faith right now. Do you know who you are? You're a child of God. Step up in faith now. Nothing is going to change until we recognize who we are. If God is my Father and I'm His child, I'm protected by His righteous right hand. The devil will throw swords at me, but he will never conquer me if my mind is stayed upon Him. Praise God. So friends, there's going to be attacks from every aspect in these days. Get yourself ready for it. The sun shines on the good and on the evil. Don't expect that just because you're a Christian, no attack will come. Attacks are going to come from every aspect, but you're going to know who you are in the midst of them all. So let that list stay there as we work through it. There's going to be attacks from emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, personally, and spiritually, and even familially. I missed that one, but I'll add that. It's in my notes. Emotional attacks. Let's go through the book of Nehemiah and prove these. Nehemiah chapter 2, 19 to 20. There was fear tactics that triggered others' mindset. And the enemy's going to throw fear tactics. Isn't that what's bombarding our nations right now? Fear tactics from the enemy. The Bible says when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arab heard of our plan, they scoffed contemptuously. What are you doing? Contemptuously. What are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king? And Nehemiah had to stand his ground as I preach in that message. You got to stand your ground when you're being scoffed at contemptuously. When you're being scoffed at as a child of God, remember, their scoffing is not at you, it's at the God whom you serve. Sometimes we internalize it and act like we're the God they're attacking. They're attacking the God of heaven. David showed up, and when he showed up to the Philistine and he was scoffing at David, David says, "Listen to me, you uncircumcised Philistine. You're going to have to get your prayer life changed a little bit so the enemy knows you can laugh and mock, but I'm still standing in the name of the Lord." Emotional attacks. Our nation is being crippled with emotional defunctness, where people are just falling apart, especially a young generation. A young generation's falling apart because an old generation stopped being strong emotionally. Come on, somebody. You could give an amen on that. Nehemiah declared the word when the emotional attack came. You know what he said in verse 20? The God of heaven will help us succeed. He didn't say his degree or his family or his king. He said the God of heaven. That's what we're going to speak the word again and let faith arise in the generations around us. There's mental attacks. Nehemiah 4 verse 1 to 3. There's insults that will prey on your mind. Doesn't matter who you are. You could be the godliest of person. Insults get you. Sanballat was very angry when he learned that we were rebuilding the wall. He flew into a rage and mocked the Jews, saying in front of his friends and the Samaritan officers, "What do these bunch of poor, feeble Jews think they're doing? They think they can build a wall? Do they think they can make something out of these charred stones and rubbish heaps?" And then even Tobiah says, "Oh, a fox can jump on that wall and it collapsed." Do you know what? We are all human and insults get us. Have you ever been insulted where years later that insult is still burning you? We're all flesh. We're all human. Insults can get us. But Nehemiah recognized they're insulting him for him to lose confidence in what God wants to do. The devil will insult you, and he will even bring people close to you to insult you. And you got to know who you are in Christ and God. When you know who your daddy is, your Father God Almighty, you will not fall prey to the insult, because you should know if it's true or not. Why are we caving to everything? You're giving the devil opportunity to make you think it's true. They scoffed, they laughed, they mocked, they jeered, but Nehemiah kept on going. Stand your ground, stay your course. Then there's physical attacks. Nehemiah 4, 21 to 22. Folks, here's where we're all going to feel it. Physical stress will take its toll if you don't find your strength in God. There's the if. Physical stress will take its toll if you can't find your strength in God. The Bible says in Nehemiah 4:21, we work early and late, from sunrise to sunset. Let me just, I always have to poke fun at the next gen. When he said sunrise, that's when the sun begins to come from the crack of the horizon and it comes up. That's the sunrise. You guys know sunset, but the sunrise, just giving. just poking. We worked early and late from sunrise to sunset. Half the men were always on guard. And I also told everyone living outside the wall, stay in Jerusalem. First of all, he was saying, you can't leave out because we'll be unprotected. He says, you gotta work from early, from sunrise till sunset, and you always have to be on guard. Do you know that after a while, it can wear you down if you have not been renewing yourself in Christ and God? Some of you have to work the extra because work has gotten so intense, but you gotta find your strength in the power of the Spirit of God, not in all the things. Yes, we take our vitamins and take some in the winter, but that's not what's going to give you your strength. It's when you say, God, you're going to have to give me an infusion of strength to keep on going because this task must be accomplished. It says the way that their servants could, that way they and their servants could help and guard night and day. During this time, none of us, not even our relatives, nor our servants or our guards, ever took off our clothes. We carried our weapons at all time, even when we went for water. He's saying we were prepared for war. We were prepared for fight, even when we went to get the basics of life, which is bring water from the well. Can you imagine every day you're bringing water, but you got your weapon on you and you're looking? That's how vigilant we have to be with the enemy. Every day you get up, have your weapon of war. It's not the same weapon Nehemiah is talking about. Nehemiah was talking about the physical weapon to fight the enemy. But because of Jesus Christ, we have a spiritual weapon. Even when you're going to eat or work, bring the weapon, raise up the weapon of warfare, which is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And then there's financial attacks. Nehemiah 5, verse 5 to 8. There was a financial drain on the workers. How many feeling the financial drain? That's why today, as we had Kemi pray, I trust that you'll begin to ask the Lord, because if there's no one, yes, we're getting these rebate checks or whatever they're giving. It's not going to go that far, but I'll tell you, only God can take the little that you have and make it much and let it go even further than you could ever dream. We worked early and late. Sorry, financial attack. Nehemiah 5, verse 5 to 8. About this time, some of the men and their wives raised a cry of protest against the fellow Jews. We belong to the same family as those who are wealthy, and our children are theirs. And he called for a public meeting. And as he said to them, listen, you're putting our people back into slavery when we've been trying to redeem them. And here's what he says. They had nothing to say in their defense. Basically, the financial attack was unethical, and it was his own people doing it. My friends and my neighbors and everyone here, church and those online, we are going to purpose to pray for the Lord of heaven to let the windows of heaven be open so people see that God provides. But we're also going to have to shore up the economy of our own Canadian country by buying Canadian. Throwing that in. Come on, somebody. Just because I was preaching this message, the Lord gave me an illustration. I have a beautiful toaster oven that I had bought online, ordered through Amazon. It was one of those really nice ones. And it died yesterday. I'm writing my message about buying Canadian, and my toaster died. I went online, and I looked up, and I found it, and I was about to order it, and I said, let me look on Canadian Tire. So I looked on Canadian Tire, and it was just about $3 and something more. And I went, get in your car, go to Canadian Tire, buy the toaster there. Because you know what, folks? Those are the decisions we're going to make now to bring our country back into a financial strength. Because if our country prospers, so we will prosper. Okay, folks, we're going to have to think wisely. Online, hear me, and from around the world. We're going to strengthen our countries, whatever country you're in, because that's what God was going to do to bless us so that we prosper in the midst of a difficult season. When we honor what is right, God will honor what we have. Come on, somebody. All of our politicians, I hope you can hear me and say it on the news. If not, get me, I'll say it. Praise God. Then there's the personal attack. Nehemiah 6, verse 4 to 8. Rumor is spread And it felt like it was threatening to the king. Four times they sent the same message. You heard this in part one. And I gave them the same reply. The fifth time they sent an open letter. The open letter said, there's a rumor among the surrounding nations. You plan to be their king. The devil will lie against you. Some of you in your workplace, when things get tight, people are going to lie. They're going to deceive you. But you stand your ground. And you make sure every day you walk into that workplace. Don't take that job for granted. Walk in and thank God as you sit at your desk. Father, bless you for this provision. Some of you have been feeling that you gave that to yourself or that you deserve it because of your many degrees. You better come back to the place where every day you sit at that station or that desk or that post, you say, God, thank you for your provision. Protect me right here that you've made a way for me. That's the problem, folks. We started to think we did it ourselves, and we forgot where it all came from. There's going to be a personal attacks against you, but when the personal attack comes, they'll say, oh, this one didn't do that, and that one didn't do. Don't argue or fight. Take it to the Lord in prayer and watch what God is going to do. Ah, come on, somebody. There's got to be an amen in this house. And then there's the spiritual attack. Did I do the family one? I didn't. It was up there, Nehemiah 4. Nehemiah, go back up. I missed it, didn't I? Familial attacks, that's family attacks. Those who are close to you begin to despair. Bible says, then the people of Judah began to complain. The workers are getting tired. Too much rubble. We'll never be able to build the walls ourselves. And so they were now looking for the enemy to help them. They're going to swoop down and kill us, so let's work with them. Can I tell you something? You're going to have people very close to you who are going to lean into directions that are contrary to what God wants. And they're going to tell you, we got to do this or else we're going to fall apart. You need to stand your ground, because we will never fall apart when we stay focused on what the Lord has for us. It's not the enemy sometimes who will get you. It's just even your close family. You need to do this, and you need to do that. You need to buy this stock, and we need to get into this. You better get on your knees and ask God before you buy anybody's stock, because one day up and another day down. Oh, the Bitcoin's the way to go. Some of you don't buy what you don't know what to do with, because when it goes volatile, you're going to go crazy and ask God what happened. Do what the Holy Spirit puts in your spirit, and no matter what it is, He will keep you in perfect peace so you can sleep, and He will guide you in what will make the way for you. But remember, it'll be the close ones sometimes that will trip you up. And then let's move on. We did physical, financial, here personal. Last one is a spiritual attack. I preached it last week, Nehemiah 6:10. The very priest who should help him tricked him. Later, when I went to visit Shemaiah, son of Delaiah, the grandson of Methabel, he was confined to his home. He said, let us meet together inside the temple. Bolt the doors. Your enemies are coming to kill you. I preached that last week. So what is the answer? The answer to all of these attacks is this. One, first message was stay on course. Second message, stand your ground. What's today's message? What's today's message online? Step up in faith and let the enemy fear you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Now, all of that was introduction. You ready for the message? The answer, regardless of the enemy's tactics, step up in faith. Regardless of the threatening of people who think themselves to be mighty, step up in faith. Regardless of the tricks of people you thought were family or disappointment of friends, step up in faith. Regardless of the shock that spiritual people will bring before your eyes, where you'll go, I thought they were God's man and God's woman. You stand on your ground and stay on track. Step up in faith. Nehemiah's focus kept him in the will and plan of God. Why? They were able to finish this impossible task of the wall in 52 days. The work was completed miraculously in record time. Do you see why I took you through all those attacks? He had every attack under the sun. Put the attacks back up for me, the full list. Listen, he had emotional attack. He could have fallen apart. He had mental attack. He could have shut down. He had familiar familial attack. He could have given up and said, I'm doing what they say. He had physical attack. He was weary. He had financial attack. He could have said, we can't do this anymore. He had personal attack. He should have said, I don't want people destroying my integrity. And he had spiritual attack. He couldn't trust the ones that were priests in the house. Can I tell you something? Amidst all of that attack, he stayed focused. And because he stayed focused, he stood his ground and he stayed in faith. That's what you're going to do for every attack. Take a picture of it and send that one out on your storybook. Let sure everybody knows attacks are coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And what? Step up in faith. Some of you are going, oh, but Pastor, you don't understand. My family are attacking me. Step up. My work, step up. I'm so tired. I can barely sleep. You could sleep in your casket. Step up. Come on now. There's rest coming when it's going to be for eternity. For what? Well, for the time that God's given you breath, don't sit down and go, I can't make it. That's when the enemy sits on your back and you then next thing you know, something else, you can't make it. You got to get ready to step up in faith. Oh, my pastor, you don't understand. I was following so-and-so and I heard that they're falling and I heard they're going to jail. I'm sorry, were you following them or Jesus? You were listening to them. You shouldn't be following them. Follow Jesus. Step up. So my question is, are you prepared to stay in the will of God regardless? That's a question today. Are you prepared to stay in the will of God regardless? What does the regardless mean? Regardless of the attacks, regardless of what happens, regardless of what they say, regardless of what happens, regardless of the economy of our nation, regardless of what the politicians say, regardless of who goes in power, regardless of who dictates what they want to do, are you going to stay in faith about what God will do, or are you going to crumble at the first sign of attack? I want our church to be a church that proves our God is mighty. So my question then, are you preparing to be on this journey until Jesus comes? That's a question, folks. Are you? You got to answer that one. Amen. Amen. Until Jesus comes. I'm not in this until trouble comes. That's what half of people are going to. Bible says in the last day there'll be a great falling away. We've already seen it from COVID where there was a great falling away where many stopped worshiping the Lord and then just watch TV. Those that are watching online, we bless you. If you're unable to come or if there's issues or the winter or weather or you know, if a sickness and all, or family or whatever these things. But those who just chose, I'm going to watch on TV. This ain't no show. This is a holy time of worship where we come together, where iron sharpens iron, and where we bless and encourage each other. Where when I am weak, you are strong. When I'm strong and you're weak, I pray for you. That's what the body is about, and that's what Christ intended. If you're going to stay on this journey till Jesus comes, you better get ready to come back in and worship like you've never worshiped before, and let the devil know I'm serious about my journey. Because God is about to do another new thing, and I want to be counted. John chapter 2, verse 28 says, and now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ so that when he returns, you will what? You'll be a full of courage and not shrink back from him in shame. Read it with me. And now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ so that when he returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from him in shame. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to shrink back in shame because they didn't stand the test of time. They didn't hold on when the dangers come. The dangers of our last days are already upon us. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 5 says this. You should know this, Timothy, Paul was talking to him. In the last days, there will be very difficult times. For people will only love themselves and their money. Really? Let me read it for you again. For people will only love themselves and their money. Are we there? They'll be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They'll be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. That means you're going to have to step up. See, these things are already in the Word. Why is the church acting so shocked? I can't believe that they could be so proud and so puffed up and so pompous and so irreligious. It's like, did you read Timothy? We're going through Read the Bible. I trust we're reading through because this is what's going to strengthen us to stay strong in these days, to realize God's not up there going, I'm so shocked at the behavior of some humans. God's going, did you read my Word? I told you they were coming. They just came. Somebody talk to me in this house. I said, the Bible tells us they were coming. So what happened? They showed up and we're going, can you believe it? Yes, I can believe it. God told us from 2,000 plus years ago they were coming. What was the problem? We didn't want to believe it. Now that they're here, what do? Shrink back? No, we step up. And we stand up in faith. God, you're still in control. If you wrote it, you knew it was coming, so already have a plan. He's got a plan, folks. He's got a plan, somebody. And then here's where I want to take you this morning. What God expedites, the enemy tries to exasperate. What God expedites, the enemy tries to exasperate. The difficulty of Nehemiah's wall was an impossibility. It was actually to the neighbors, to the people, to everyone, it was impossible to happen completely. There wasn't even a time frame that this could be done. It was like, it can't be done. It can't be done. But guess what, folks? Nehemiah stepped up in faith. And those who stepped up with him, the Bible says during those 52 days, many letters went back and forth between Tobiah and the nobles of Judah. That's some of his people, the ones we talked about last week. For many in Judah had sworn allegiance to him because his father-in-law was Shechaniah, son of Ara, and his son Jehohanan was married to the daughter of Meshulam, son of Bariakah. You see, folks, when God is with you in whatever you're doing, not a devil in hell can stop you. Somebody receive that today. He can't stop the workings of the Lord because the Lord is already ahead of him. So imagine this feeble, war-torn people. There they were moving rubbles and stone, burnt gates and burnt doors, discouraged people and attacks from the enemies from within and from without, helping the poor. And yet, in 7.5 weeks, 52 days, they accomplished the impossible task that the enemy kept telling them a fox would tear down. It can't happen. Oh, all the words of the enemy, they just ignored it and they stepped up and kept walking in faith. And here it is in Nehemiah 6 verse 9. They were trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it won't be completed. But I prayed, Lord, strengthen my hands. Folks, when you continue to work with greater determination, you'll frighten the enemy because he's like, but I tried everything. Remember all the attacks? I attacked them by their family. I attacked their finance. I attacked their emotions. I attacked them mentally. I attacked them fight and attack them every way, and they continued stepping in faith before God with greater determination. And now look what happened. If they stay determined, the wall is built. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, somebody thank God this morning. The nations of the world have spiraled into deeper chaos than ever before. And since the ending of COVID, it seems that evil has gone on steroids. And evil is dominating every platform. And we're seeing a sinking into fear and fearfulness. And people of faith are growing weak. But I want you to remember, we've got to discern the times. Romans 8, 14, 15 says, for the Spirit of God, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received the spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you have received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father. Folks, you did not receive, when you got salvation, when you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, stepped into salvation, He didn't give you a spirit of fear as His gift. He gave you a spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. That's what we're going to go through these days with, love and power and sound mind. So we're going to ignore the threats from titles and status, and we're going to trust God's word. We're going to ignore the threats. Did you see it in the book of Nehemiah? It says that, there was a part in there. I'm telling you, you got to love the word, folks. Get to love the word. Everything is in it. It says, some of the people of Judah, the nobles, which were the key people of Judah, they were listening to everything Tobiah said, and they were also saying, Tobiah's a good man. Tobiah was a wicked, divisive man. Everything you see recorded, and they're going, but Nehemiah, he's a good man. You should trust him. And Nehemiah, like, I trust God. Hello? It's in there. It's in the word. So, folks, here we are. There's going to be some treacherous days coming. And those with power are going to try to subdue nations because they feel they're demigods. But there's a great cry of repentance that's going to come up from the earth. Cry for mercy. And God will relent and do as He did for Nehemiah. They kept on stepping up in faith, and nothing was impossible for God. I want to tell you right now, this is the greatest hour for revival. Do you know why it's the greatest hour? Somebody talk to me. Why is this the greatest hour for revival? Fear is gripping the earth. People are trembling. Even Christians are starting to fall apart early. Not you. Not you. Not you. You're not going to fall apart. You're going to step up. Online, listen to me. You're not going to fall apart. You're going to step up. Right? God is still the God of the impossible. It's a great hour for revival. I want to let you know, I feel in my spirit very strongly, and I'm going to be doing this. Sunday, February 23rd. You'll hear about it next week. Sunday, February 23rd. I woke up last week, Monday. I woke up with a script in my head. And it says, have a call to prayer. I'm going to have a call to prayer Sunday, February 23rd, 6 p.m. And I'm going to invite many other churches to join us online, and the house is going to be full with all of PPC. I'm not saying we're going to be half. We're going to be full. Because everyone, I'm calling you to prayer. It's time to pray. God strategically put it in my heart. I'm calling it February 23rd, which is a couple of days before our provincial election, and it's a couple of days before the provincial liberal election. And we're not leaving it all to humans. We're going to call on God for divine answers. This is the greatest hour. See, folks, here's the thing. Our sinfulness brought us to this point of fearfulness. But our repentance will bring us into revival, which leads to restoration. Can you just take this understanding, this, just move on there for me? Our sinfulness brought us to this point of fearfulness, but our repentance will bring us into revival, which will lead to restoration. We want to see Canada restored? We're going to have to repent. We're going to have to see a revival. What is a revival? Many who ignored God, who scoffed at God, need to come back to the Master. And we're going to step up in faith and believe they will come. David says in Psalm 80, verse 18 to 19, strengthen us, Lord, then we will never abandon you again. Revive us so we can call on your name once more. Turn us again to yourself, O Lord God of heaven's army. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. So folks, here's my message conclusion today. You're going to frighten the enemy with your faith. You got to tell somebody, you, little feeble one, you're going to frighten the enemy with your faith. Tell somebody. Here's where it is. On October 2nd, the wall was finished. 52 days after we had begun, when our enemies and the surrounding nations heard about it, they were frightened and humiliated. They realized this work had been done by our God. When our enemies, when the things that are crippling us realize that we stepped up in faith, what happened? What happened? They got frightened. Not we got frightened. They got frightened. When they got frightened, they got what? Humiliated. It's time to humiliate the devil. It's time for some of you to let every attack know, I'm not giving up. My faith is growing stronger. Listen, they tried everything against Israel, and at the end of it, the Bible tells us they realized that God had done this work, and no man can break down our God. Frighten the enemy with your faith and humiliate the enemy with your works. Are you with me this morning? See, it's gonna take a strong people, not because you feel you were born strong, but because when you were born again, you gained strength. In the name of the Lord. That's why he says in Romans, you can call me Abba, Father. You're in the palm of your Father's hand. You're going to step up. I don't care who you are this morning. You're going to step up. You're going to know the power of God and step now in faith. Let the enemy fear you because the enemy fear God. Well, Nehemiah, way back in chapter 4, he says, listen, you were separated. I love this one. I got to read it. Nehemiah 4, 19 to 21 said, I explained to the people, the work is spread out. We're widely separated from each other along the wall. But when you hear the blast of the trumpet, rush to it wherever it's sounding. Then our God will fight for us. So we work early and late from sunset to sunrise. From sunrise to sunset, half the men were always on guard. When you're stepping up in faith, guess what? You're going to listen to the sound of the heavenly song. That's why we're going to start rushing into worship. Folks, you don't understand the power of worship to break the hand of the enemy. You're going to have to start rushing into worship. He says, when you hear, do you know what he was saying? You got your sword and you got your water bucket, but when you hear the blast of the trumpet, run in! Because we're about to do what they did when they walked around Jericho. We're about to break down the walls of the enemy. You're going to have to get ready to love worship and begin to worship like, because what does worship do? Worship breaks down the strongholds. Worship lifts you out of your depression and your distress. Worship causes every ground to become softened so the word gets in. So how do you frighten the enemy? It's when you begin to worship the Lord, your faith begins to increase. Your faith begins to increase. Oh, folks, you gotta understand if I beg you anything, don't sit there and say who you are. Sit there and tell me who he is. Stop telling me, but you don't know. I only got saved a year ago. So what? Didn't you get to know the same God I know? In fact, you're much better off because those who've known God for 40 years, their fiddle is drying up. Some of them. But they're going to restring it. Here's what we're going to do this morning. I had Kemi pray for a purpose because I wanted people to step up today in faith and declare to the Lord right in this sanctuary, right online, even in your home, you're going to stand up and you're going to declare to the Lord what you're going to stand in faith for. You're going to speak it. You're not going to tell me. I got my own to put before the Lord. I want to see a revival. I want people to be rushing in here. I can't wait till the day when some of you can't get a parking or a seat. Why? Because those that are beaten and broken are going to find worship's going to change everything in their lives. I already got my prayer, and I'm holding steady for it. Whether you come with me or not, I'm stepping up in faith for what God is going to do. But some of you got some personal needs. Some of you got some familial things, financial, emotional, mental. If you speak what you want from the Lord and stand on His promise, quote a scripture when you stand, remind the Lord what you're believing for, then He will do it.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you accepted Christ for the first time today, we want to help you with next steps. Please email us at prayer@ppclife.ca, and a pastor or volunteer will be in touch with you. We pray that you have a wonderful and safe day or night, and we'll see you soon, church family.